Claxo Radio presenta Gala Cinematográfica, un recorrido por el maravilloso mundo del cine a través de su música original. Gala Cinematográfica es un programa dirigido por Alejandro Suárez. Queridos amigos, bienvenidos a Gala Cinematográfica. Desde Claxo Radio, su anfitrión Alejandro Suárez les saluda con la cordialidad de siempre al iniciar un nuevo programa con lo mejor de la música para el séptimo arte. Hoy escucharemos fragmentos de la banda sonora original compuesta por Sir William Walton para la película de 1944, Enrique V. Sir Laurence Olivier, el gran actor y director británico, realizó su versión de Enrique V sobre el drama de Shakespeare en 1944. La película fue producida poco antes de concluir la Segunda Guerra Mundial y en gran medida estuvo prevista para enaltecer el heroísmo, el valor y el espíritu de sacrificio del que había hecho gala Inglaterra a lo largo del conflicto. Esta cinta está considerada como la mejor de las versiones cinematográficas de la obra de Shakespeare. Forma parte de la serie que Olivier realizó en las décadas de 1940 y 1950 y que lograron gran éxito de crítica y de público. Olivier fue el protagonista principal de Enrique V. La partitura de esta cinta fue realizada por una de las figuras más altas de la música inglesa del siglo XX, Sir William Walton. Thank you.
Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention. A kingdom for a stage, princes to act, and monarchs to behold the swelling scene. Then should the warlike Harry, like himself, assume the port of Mars, and at his heels, leashed in like hounds, should famine, sword, and fire crouch for employment. But pardon, gentles all, the flat, unraised spirits that hath dared on this unworthy scaffold to bring forth so great an object. Can this cockpit hold the vasty fields of France? Or may we cram within this wooden O the very casks that did affright the air at Agincourt? On your imaginary forces, work. Suppose within the girdles of these walls are now confined two mighty monarchies, whose high, upreared and abutting fronts the perilous narrow ocean parts asunder. Piece out our imperfections with your thoughts. Into a thousand parts divide one man to make imaginary puissance. Think, when we talk of horses, that you see them printing their proud hooves in the receiving earth. For 'tis your thoughts that now must deck our kings. Carry them here and there, jumping o'er times, turning the accomplishment of many years into an hourglass. For the which supply, admit me, chorus, to this history, who prologue like your humble patience pray, gently to hear, kindly to judge, our play.
Thank you. Falstaff. He is dead. The king hath killed his heart.
God save thy grace, King Hal, my royal Hal. God save thee, my sweet boy, my king, my Jove. I speak to thee, my heart.
I know thee not, old man. Fall to thy prayers. How ill white hairs become a fool and jester. I have long dreamed of such a kind of man, so surfeit-swelled, so old, and so profane. But being awaked, I do despise my dream. Reply not to me with a full-born jest. Presume not that I am the thing I was. For God doth know, so shall the world perceive, that I have turned away my former self. So shall I those that kept me company.
Enrique V está considerado como uno de los grandes monarcas ingleses. Nació en 1386 y murió en 1422. Fue rey desde 1413. Su régimen se caracterizó principalmente por sus esfuerzos para despojar a Francia de dominios que reivindicaba para Inglaterra y, en último término, para poner a los territorios franceses bajo la corona británica. Fueron célebres sus campañas militares de 1415, 1417 y 1421. Sobresalió en ellas la famosa batalla de Azincourt, en que las huestes inglesas, fatigadas e inferiores en número, derrotaron contundentemente a los franceses. Es esta una de las gestas gloriosas que más ha conmemorado Inglaterra a lo largo de la historia.
Of England are on fire, and silken dalliance in the wardrobe lies. Now thrive the armorers, and honor's thought reigns solely in the breast of every man. They sell the pasture now to buy the horse. following the mirror of all Christian kings, with winged heels as English Mercuries. For now sits expectation in the air, and hides a sword from hilts unto the point, with crowns imperial, crowns and coronets, promised to Harry and his followers. The king is set from London, and the scene is now transported, gentles, to Southampton. There is the playhouse now. There must you sit, and thence to France shall we convey you safe, and bring you back, charming the narrow seas to give you gentle pass. For if we may, we'll not offend one stomach with our play. Suppose that you have seen the well-appointed king at Hampton Pier embark his royalty, and his brave fleet with silken streamers the young Phoebus fanning. Play with your fancies, and in them behold upon the hempen tackle shipboys climbing. Hear the shrill whistle which doth order give to sounds confused. Behold the thread and sails borne with the invisible and creeping wind. Draw the huge vessel through the furrowed sea, breasting the lofty surge. Oh, do but think you stand upon the rivage and behold a city on the inconstant billows dancing. For so appears this fleet majestical, holding due course to Havre. Follow, follow, cheerly to see the signs of war advance. No king of England, if not king of France. Farewell, farewell, divine Xenocrate. Is it not passing brave to be a king and ride in triumph through Persepolis? Touch her soft lips and part. both our English dead. In peace, there's nothing so becomes a man as modest stillness and humility. But when the blast of war blows in our ears, then imitate the action of the tiger, stiffen the sinews, summon up the blood, disguise fair nature with hard-favored rage, then lend unto the eye a terrible aspect, let it pry through the portage of the head like the brass cannon, let the brow o'erwhelm it as fearfully as doth a galled rock, o'erhang and jutty his confounded base, swilled with a wild and wasteful ocean. Now set the teeth and stretch the nostril wide, hold hard the breath, and bend up every spirit to his full height. On, on, you noblest English, whose blood is fet from fathers of war-proof, fathers that, like so many Alexanders, have in these parts from morn till even fought, and sheathed their swords for lack of argument. Dishonor not your mothers. Now attest that those whom you call fathers did beget you. Be copy now to men of grosser blood, and teach them how to war. And you, good yeomen, whose limbs were made in England, show us here the mettle of your posture. Let us swear that you are worth your breeding, which I doubt not, for there is not one of you here so mean and base that hath not noble lustre in your eyes. I see you stand like greyhounds in the slips, straining upon the start. The game's afoot. Follow your spirit, and upon this charge cry God for Harry, England, and St. George! Gunner with linstock now, the devilish cannon touches, and down goes all before them.
Now entertain conjecture of a time when creeping murmur and the pouring dark fills the wide vessel of the universe. From camp to camp, through the foul womb of night, the hum of either army stilly sounds, that the fixed sentinels almost receive the secret whispers of each other's watch. Fire answers fire, and through their paly flames, Each battle sees the other's umbered face. Steed threatens steed, in high and boastful neighs, piercing the night's dull ears. And from the tents, the armorers, accomplishing the knights, with busy hammers closing rivets up, give dreadful note of preparation. The country cocks do crow, the clocks do toll, and the third hour of drowsy morning named. Proud of their numbers and secure in soul, the confident and overlusty French do the low-rated English play at dice, and chide the cripple, tardy-gated knight, who, like a foul and ugly witch, doth limp so tediously away. The poor condemned English, like sacrifices by their watchful fires, sit patiently and inly ruminate the morning's danger, and their gesture sad, investing lank lean cheeks and war-worn coats, presenteth them unto the gazing moon so many horrid ghosts. Oh, now, who will behold the royal captain of this ruined band, walking from watch to watch, from tent to tent? Let him cry praise and glory on his head. For forth he goes and visits all his host, bids them good morrow with a modest smile, and calls them brothers, friends, and countrymen. Upon his royal face there is no note how dread an army hath enrounded him, nor doth he dedicate one jot of color unto the weary and all-watched night, but freshly looks and overbears a taint with cheerful semblance and sweet majesty, that every wretch, pining and pale before, beholding him, plucks comfort from his looks, a largesse universal like the sun. His liberal eye doth give to everyone, thawing cold fear, that mean and gentle all behold, as may unworthiness define, a little touch of Harry in the night.
Flaxo Radio, amplificando ideas.
Laurence Olivier hizo las versiones cinematográficas de tres grandes dramas de William Shakespeare. Enrique V fue la primera de ellas. Luego vendrían Hamlet en 1948 y Ricardo III en 1955. En todas fue el intérprete principal. Todas las cintas fueron éxitos de crítica y de público, excepto Ricardo III. Enrique V recibió nominaciones a premios Oscar en las categorías de Mejor Película, Mejor Actor Principal para Laurence Olivier y Mejor Partitura Musical para William Walton. No obtuvo ninguna de las estatuillas a las que fue nominada, aunque la Academia de Ciencias y Artes Cinematográficas otorgó al actor director un premio honorífico. Olivier declaró que sin duda la Academia se habría sentido incómoda al reconocer los premios a una cinta, a un actor y a un músico extranjeros, y declinó el trofeo. Thank you.
This day is called the Feast of Crispian. He that outlives this day and comes safe home will stand a tiptoe when this day is named and rouse him at the name of Crispian. He that shall see this day and live old age will yearly on the vigil feast his neighbors and say, tomorrow is Saint Crispian. Then will he strip his sleeve and show his scars and say, these wounds I had on Crispin's day. Old men forget, yet all shall be forgot, but he'll remember with advantages what feats he did that day. Then shall our names, familiar in his mouth as household words, Harry the King, Bedford and Exeter, Warwick and Talbot, Salisbury and Gloucester, be in their flowing cups freshly remembered. This story shall the good man teach his son, and Crispin Crispian shall ne'er go by from this day to the ending of the world, but we in it shall be remembered. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers. For he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition. And gentlemen in England, now abed, shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap, whiles any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day.
Of our valiant dead, and with your puissant arm renew their feats. You are their heir, you sit upon their throne. The blood and courage that renowned them runs in your veins, and your thrice puissant liege is in the very May morn of his youth, ripe for exploits and mighty enterprises.
The sun is high. Now, soldiers, march away! And how thou pleasest, God, dispose the day.
Thank you. the day is ours. O God, thy arm was here. For when, without stratagem, but in plain shock and even play of battle, was ever known so great and little loss on one part and on t'other? Take it, God, for it is none but thine.
What is this castle called that stands hard by?
They call it Agincourt.
Then call we this the Field of Agincourt, fought on the day of Crispin Crispianus. Do we now all holy rites? Let there be sung non nobis and te deum, the dead with charity enclosed in clay. And then to Calais, and to England then, where ne'er from France arrived more happy men.
Sir William Walton, el autor de la música de Enrique V, al igual que de las otras dos cintas que Laurence Olivier hizo sobre los dramas de Shakespeare, nació en 1902 y murió en 1983. Su producción más importante incluye piezas para salas de concierto en casi todos los géneros. Fue autor de varias sinfonías, conciertos, suites, marchas, música ceremonial, música coral y dos óperas. Sus partituras para el cine fueron apenas 14, pero sirvieron para darle a conocer especialmente en el exterior. Las más celebradas, sin duda, fueron las que hizo para las películas de Olivier. Son composiciones de corte netamente clásico, con una elaboración orquestal muy fina y de evidente estilo épico. William Walton fue uno de los compositores académicos que en el transcurso del siglo XX dedicaron su inspiración también a la música para el cine.
Kings of France and England. Since then my office hath so far prevailed that face to face and royal eye to eye you have congreted. Let it not disgrace me if I demand before this royal view what rub or what impediment there is. Why, that the naked, poor, and mangled peace dear nurse of arts, plenties, and joyful births, should not in this best garden of the world, our fertile France, put up her lovely visit. Alas, she hath from France too long been chased, and all her husbandry doth lie on heaps, corrupting in its own fertility. Her vine, the merry cheerer of the heart, unpruned, dies. Her hedges, even pleached, like prisoners wildly overgrown with hair, put forth disordered twigs. The even mead that erst brought sweetly forth the freckled cowslip, burnet, and green clover, wanting the scythe, all uncorrected, rank, conceives by idleness, and nothing teems but hateful docks, rough thistles, kexes, burrs, losing both beauty and utility. And as our vineyards, fallows, meads, and hedges, defective in their natures, grow to wildness, even so our houses, and ourselves, and children, have lost, or do not learn for want of time the sciences that should become our country, but grow like savages, as soldiers will, that nothing do but meditate on blood, to swearing and stern looks, diffused attire, and everything that seems unnatural. Which to reduce into her former favor, you are assembled, and my speech entreats that I may know the let, why gentle peace should not expel these inconveniences, and bless us with her former qualities.
Kate, nice customs, courtesy to great kings. Dear Kate, you and I cannot be confined to the weak list of a country's fashion. We are the makers of manners, Kate. Therefore, patiently and yielding, you have witchcraft in your lips, Kate. The King of France hath granted every article, his daughter first, and then in sequel all according to their firm proposed natures, that the contending kingdoms of France and England, whose very shores look pale with envy of each other's happiness, may cease their hatred, and this dear conjunction plant neighborhood and Christian like a cord in their sweet bosoms, that never war advance his bleeding sword 'twixt England and fair France. Thus far, with rough and all unable pen, our bending author hath pursued his story. In little room confining mighty men, mangling by starts the full course of their glory. Small time, but in that small, most greatly lived this star of England. Fortune made his sword, by which the world's best garden he achieved, and of it left his son imperial lord, which oft our stage hath shown, and for their sake, in your fair minds, let this acceptance take.
Hemos oído algunos fragmentos de la música escrita por Sir William Walton para la película Enrique V de 1944. Amigos, gracias por su atención. Esperamos que este programa haya sido de su agrado. Les invitamos muy cordialmente a nuestra próxima gala cinematográfica, siempre en Flaxo Radio. Esta fue nuestra gala cinematográfica de hoy. Flaxo Radio les invita muy cordialmente a nuestro próximo encuentro con la música original para el cine. Les esperamos en el horario de costumbre. Se despide de ustedes su anfitrión, Alejandro Suárez.